Okay, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, people of all races, colors, and creeds, that means you. If you're still a human being, I hope you are. Greg Anthony here. It's been a while. You're not listening to the greatest show on earth. And yes, we are the greatest show on earth because we haven't been on in a long time. And so how could we go wrong, right? We haven't been censored by anybody because we haven't bothered to even go on the internet platform. Can you believe it? You know something? It's good to be back. And before I go on, it's Tuesday, June 14th, 2022, and we're in the second year of a 10-year genocide. So hopefully you're still alive. And I told you that I think on one of my first broadcasts when COVID first came out, by the way, COVID is a hoax. I hope you all know that by now. And I said exactly those words. I said, here we go again, another satanic genocide. And boy, I'm telling you, all the facts are there, but people are still going, I don't believe they can do this to you. They're not that evil. Oh, yes, they are. Well, anyway, we're going to spend the day talking about important things like everything you want to know about the Johnny Depp trial. No, of course not. Well, maybe we're going to talk about the fake Ukrainian war. Everything you want to know about that? Of course not. How about the riots at the Capitol on January 6th? Those terrible patriots. You know what? They came with cookies and milk and said, hi, representatives, and they got arrested. Some of them are still in prison. We're not going to talk about that. Well, how about we talk about COVID-19? Don't get me started. We're not going to talk about that. We can end that discussion real quickly. It's a hoax. So what the hell are we going to talk about? You know, that's been plaguing me for the last 6 months. And let me give you a rundown here. I'm on First Amendment Radio, and this is a station that I've been on a long time. It's been a while since I've been here, and I'm going to try to keep a really good schedule. I'm going to do Tuesday, Thursday for 1 hour, see if I can handle it. I remember in the days when I first started out, I used to do like 5 or 6 hours a day on 3 or 4 different channels. And I guess, you know, the thing that's plaguing me is the COVID virus hoof and mouth disease. I think I've told you about that before, right? I've got it. I don't know if you have it. But every time I mention that word or think about these people and think about what's going on, I break into a song. I've got you under my skin. See what I mean? And it's been going on for 6 months, and every time I try to do a radio show, I can't. I turn on the mic, and I'm lost for words. But today, I finally said, I'm going to go anyway. I've got to do this. Even if I have to go to the bathroom, I'm going to do this hour show. So stick with me. And by the way, I'm going to try to do this live twice a week, or at least once a week to start out, and then take callers, and because I've run out of things to say, and I want to hear from everybody. So like I said, what do we get to talk about? Let me look at some stories. It's amazing to me how the news cycle works, but it isn't really. I'm a former journalist. I started out way, way back, a newspaper called the Naples Daily News. I ended up as a foreign writer, correspondent, in Rome for 6 years, and learned about the beautiful Vatican. Oh, they're so beautiful. So much gold. Oh, I went there with an idea. I am going to get closer to my church. I sure did, but in the wrong way, those evil Satanists. Boy, I found that out a long time ago, and that was back in the 80s. So anyway, I know what I'm talking about here. Anyway, let's look at this. I pulled up like 10 stories that are going around, and each one of them, I can't waste more than a second. Listen to them, and I'm going to tell you where they all lead to. Okay? Here's a headline. Another COVID vaccine smoking gun. Okay. People are dying. It's gone on for 2 years, and what's gotten better? Nothing. Fauci's out there now saying, oh, you're going to get the monkeypox. Okay. The vaccines don't work. We know that. They just cause illness, but people still do it. They got to go to work. So you got these companies, these rich corporations forcing you to take this, you know, against your will. And basically, even law firms, you know, I work in the legal profession too, and I can't believe some of them are, they put out an ad for a job, and then at the end they said, you must have your COVID vaccination. Are these attorneys really smart? Are you kidding me? Anyway, here's one. Officers called to Cook County. That's my home county. I was born there. State Attorney Kim Fox's home for domestic dispute. I don't want to read that. I told you all I want to do is read the Johnny Depp trial, what millions of Americans are doing. Okay? So people ask me, what have you been doing for 6 months? Well, I've been spending my time in a very good way. I've been watching reruns of Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad on Netflix. Yes, Greg, your mind has been turned to mush. But anyway, officers called the cook. I don't care about her. What do we know? There's always domestic disputes. Okay, how about this one? Twitter censorship. Police still enforcing the fake narrative. And it goes on to say, I'll give you 1 minute on this story, that Elon Musk, that Satanist, you know, New World Order freak who's playing the other side of the, you know, he's playing the conservative side to keep you interested. He says, I'm going to get rid of all these left-wingers. Yeah, right. He believes the Earth, you know, he's got a rocket ship. I keep telling him, you can't go up there because there's a dome, idiot. And there are no satellites, and you don't have a spaceship that ever goes anywhere. Okay, except it hits the wall and it'll fall back down. Okay. Here's one. Arrest Nancy Pelosi's son-in-law. How far is that going to go? What about Biden's son? What about Biden? What about Trump? What about Clinton? I mean, these people are mass murderers, and they're never going to get arrested, so why read that? Okay. The global military-industrial complex is having just a smashing field day in the Ukraine. Now, I'm so tired of these wars they orchestrate. You know, it was better when I didn't know anything about them. You know, for example, Vietnam, I didn't know they orchestrated that. That was kind of fun. Am I going to go? Am I not going to go? Am I going to be alive tomorrow? Am I going to be a 4F or am I in the first lottery? That was fun. But it's no fun for me anymore. I know these are orchestrated, so why even read them? You know, think about it. Putin. We shouldn't be at war with this. This is crazy. And Ukraine, what the hell? I mean, come on. And Poland just sent in troops. Oh, that's good. Hey, did you take your guns with you? Or did you, you know, the old Polish jokes? I'm Polish, so don't worry about it. Oh, here's another one about the stupid war. I mean, they orchestrate this, and then they blame, I just read an article the other day, gas prices have gone up $5 a gallon nationwide average. California, they're $150 a gallon. You know, I mean, this is insane what's going on. And people go, you know, and then I was reading, this is why it's so useless to even get on the radio sometimes. That's why I've had problems the last 6 months. How do you deal with this? I mean, think about it. For 20 years, I've been trying to tell you that these people are trying to kill you. Your government doesn't like you. They own you. Let's get out of this. And people go, oh, it's going to get better. And so the other day, I'm thinking about gas prices, you know. And by the way, I don't have to worry about them, and I'm not going to tell you why. I didn't buy an electric car, but I'll tell you that in another show. Let's see. So I'm reading, and this lady is a left, you know, Democrat, and this one, she was just reeling on the Republicans, because the Republicans said, oh, Biden's creating this problem. And they said, oh, no. It's global warming. It's the war. Biden's a good man. I mean, these people don't know anything. And by the way, the Republicans don't either. I told you a long time ago, this is the Hegelian dialectic. Both the Republicans and the Democrats work on the same team. Okay? But they play this game that they're always fighting. And then they get you on one team fighting, and it never goes anywhere because the synthesis is always New World Order. Here we go. So anyway, we got the Hegelian dialectic. That goes on in the wars, too. Putin, for example. And let's just take Putin and Biden. They're on the same team. They play this game. Oh, Putin, and I read this article. Putin's going to be the savior of the world because Russia is getting rid of the LGBT, is making it a crime to be an LGBTQ. What is an LGBTQ, by the way? Does that mean when you're a man, you're really a woman? And a woman, you're a man? Something like that. I don't know, it's so crazy. I woke up the other day and I go, I guess if today I want to be, you know, it's insane what they got you thinking. And kids are indoctrinated on this stuff. So anyway, you have the Hegelian dialectic. Putin is on the same team. He's there to create this, help create the war. In the end, they're going to blow up the whole world and start over. Okay? And they're going to be richer in the end. They're making a fortune on this war. So it's a fake war. None of the information you're getting on the internet or anywhere outside of maybe a few places is deals with the real problem, and that's what we're going to spend the last, what do we got, 30 minutes? Can I make it? I've only got 11 minutes, and it's time to go for me. Time to go where? Where are you going to go? I don't know where people are leaving. And I was talking to this guy. I'm taking a trip. Well, how do you fly with these people? What, do you got to take your clothes off and go naked through the machine, and then you got to put on your mask and sit in that plane with a mask on and breathe your own oxygen? How do you get off there alive? That's the question I have. But I have a better way to travel now, and I'll get to that in a show coming up. Don't worry. We're still going to have fun with this stuff because basically, folks, let's look at this. I've always enjoyed what they do. They're so, the way they get away with these lies and how they've done it. For example, if they can teach you the wrong thing about what you live on, the earth, if they can go to the moon and not really go, I mean, it's all fiction. That's why I say, let's just talk about Johnny Depp and his trial, you know? In fact, I've been watching the trial, so I'm starting to wear my hair like him, you know, hanging down over my eyes, little strands, you know? That's what really is going on in the world. People just need to get away from this, so they're doing crazy things like, you know, collecting ants. I've been doing that. You know, I have a collection now of 2,750 live ants, and I'm told if I step on them that it's a bad thing because I may be an ant the next time around, and that's by people who believe in that theory of coming back after you die. Okay. So, let's look at a couple stories, then get into, I got to kill some time here and see if I can get rolling like I used to, you know. It's going okay. I'm still here. Let's see. The global oh, I read that one. Germany, really? Quarrels over with Spain. How can a country quarrel with a country? I've always wondered about this. I mean, is it the people? Who's quarreling? I want to know. Is it the whole, is Germany actually speak the country? So let's just read the headline, which is misleading to begin with. Germany quarrels over Spain over modern armaments sent to Ukraine. You know, in that story, you're going to find that they're making billions on illegal weapons. And then, of course, you know, they're staging all these mass killings. It's amazing to me. In the last 2 months, there have been a mass shooting in America every other day. And how come they're not anywhere else in the world? Just here. Just in America. And how come the gas prices are $10 a gallon in L.A., but if you go down the border, it's only $3. Across the border, you know, it used to be, I had a friend from Tijuana, used to come to America for gas. Now we got Americans crossing the border from San Diego to get gas in Mexico. Go figure. Okay, here's a perfect. This is it. Perfect. And the New World Order globalists have really pissed off the British pubgoers. Huh. You know, now I want to read that. And I'm not going to do it, waste your time. But the reason I want to read it is I remember the last time I was in Britain, in England, London, when I was working in Rome And I took a trip to Derby, up that way, up the, you know, through the war, the rolling fields and the little, you know, they have these little brick walls. I don't know why. They must have small cows. Because they have these little brick walls, you know, and this is in the countryside, separating their pieces of land, and I can just hop over it. I was saying, how are you going to keep a cow in there? Well, anyway, I ended up in a pub, and I brought my darts, and they had American flags on them. And boy, did I have fun that night. It was back when the world was still, you know, moderately sane. And we had a ball playing darts and drinking that. I say, why is the beer so warm? You know, give me a cold one. You know, I'm used to cold ones. So they actually put one of the beers that I won, by the way, in one game of darts in a freezer for me. Now that's how hospitable the Britons are. So I'd like to read about the pub goers, but I won't do that here. All right, let's get real serious. Real serious. Cubs are in the tubes this year. They're 12 games under 500, and they lost to the Yankees 8-0. That's what we should talk about, you know. Insane. A patriot Christian conservative in pro sports management risks, you see that segue into sports? A $100,000 fine for speaking politically incorrect truth. Who is this guy? Well, he turned out to be an assistant coach for the Washington football team. They had to change their name from the Redskins. Why didn't they name them the Washington Polacks? You think the Polish people get a, you know, start going crazy? I want money. I want reparations, by the way, from this goofy government for calling me stupid and my generation and my people stupid for all these years. How come the Poles don't get reparations, but all the blacks do or want them? I don't know. And how come all the Indians get money from the government for casinos, but the Polish or the Italian people don't? I want to start my own reservation, right? Polish reservation. And then I want to make $4,000 a month that government gives these people who live on there because they had to pay them off, so they shut up about the wounded knee. Okay. So we got that out of the way. How does the West tell energy-starved Sri Lanka not to buy Russian oil? You know, isn't this dumb? You know, like, what was it, 5 years, 4 years ago, the gas was like $2 a gallon. We had pipelines. We're energy self-sufficient. Now, you can't buy a gallon of gas for less than $100. I think they're orchestrating something. What do you think? Well, we're about, I don't know. I got 6 or 7 minutes here. But I want to boil this all down because I'm having trouble talking about really anything here in depth. Let's maybe fake. Here's one. I love this. There's this whole push on fake Jews, real Jews, Khazars in Ukraine, and this whole thing that the Jews have caused all this problem. And we're back to where we started. I mean, I can remember fighting this idea 25 years ago and saying, listen, there's papal court Jews, there's papal court Poles, there's papal court everybody that works for the Vatican. Where the hell is the discussion about them? It gets lost, because when you really start looking deeply, you got to include this evil organization in this whole mess we're in. And we're going to try to do that over the course of our shows in the future, get back to the basics here, because it all boils down, all roads lead to Rome one way or the other. And so we should concentrate a little bit on that before we go to hell in a handbasket, right? But we don't. So let me go through some stories, and then in the last 30 seconds, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do in the second half hour. Spend the whole half hour talking about something really important that gets overlooked. And I don't know if I have enough to cover 25 minutes or 30 minutes, so you may have to listen to me blabber on. But anyway, hey, let me just repeat. I'm going to be back here Tuesday, Thursdays for one delightful hour. I call it the greatest show on earth. Why shouldn't I? You know, it's my show. What am I supposed to say? It sucks. No, I'm not going to do that. They're not going to take away my dignity, right? Who said that? It's a song, I think. Russia has submitted hard evidence of U.S. ethnicity targeted bioweapon program in Ukraine. to all concerned global institutions so that every major player, three, four dots. And I'm not going to read anymore. Okay, they got bioweapons, 10 years of this stuff to get rid of people. They want to get the world down to a workable number. You know, I was driving the other day. I didn't see a person for about 10 hours. You know, we're really overpopulated. And you can find places all over the world like that. So what are they talking about? They're talking about they want to kill you. And so why don't people believe that? I've been saying that for years. I remember going into the Clinton files and seeing how the many people they've killed, I mean, orchestrated. I mean, they don't actually pull the trigger. They sit behind and figure out a way to do it to protect their butts, and they're protected. You know, these criminals go free while innocent people go to jail. It's that simple. Just look at what happened January 6th. So, Russia. Yeah, Russia, Russia, Russia. U.S. government now goads India to invade China. Well, that's an interesting story. Well, we know that World War II was fought on two fronts, you know, Japan and Europe. Now we got World War III coming up, and where's that two fronts, China and Russia? Could be. Well, now they want, U.S. is kind of saying, don't let China build this bridge over this lake that is halfway into India. Okay? Let's see how that plays out. And, the Indian people are going, we don't want to fight. We don't even kill our cows. So what do we want to kill people for? So U.S. government now wants that too. Here's one. You know, I gotta love this. 2 years into this and there's still, you know, people out there thinking that they're going to change their story. Remember 9/11? They stuck with that same story 2 minutes after it happened. They knew everybody that did it. They did, because they did it. And they never changed their story. And that's what, 20 years later? You think they're going to change their story on this? No, but here's a story that people shouldn't read. Confidential Pfizer documents reveal COVID-19 vaccination is going to lead to depopulation. Well, if you don't know that by now, and then you read all that medical stuff, here's the real deal. It's not good for you. Your body can take care of it. Don't let them shoot you up with anything, you know? It's like going into, it's like becoming an addict. You know, are you gonna go actually and take meth, crystal meth, shoot yourself, take it? No. Are you going to shoot heroin? No. So why are you shooting this stuff? I don't get it. But anyway, one more little story we're not going to read. Johnny Depp now sued. I told you I'd sneak one in. No, that trial was over. Now he's got some other one. This has been going on a while. Somebody accused him of punching a man on the set. And that's largely going in Johnny's favor. Apparently he's got a lot of witnesses that said it didn't happen that way. So anyway, we'll keep you abreast of the important things. But, here's one. Remember Bill Barr? You know, the fake attorney general that Trump put in there, supposed to clean house? He now says that Clinton was guilty of sedition, but now he can't do anything about it, right? No, that's usually the way. Why didn't he do something when he was in office? Because he works with them. Are we almost through with this first segment? Yeah. Hey, listen, every Tuesday, Thursday, I'm going to try to get here. Okay, I promise. I will try to be here. I don't even know how to shut the computer up anymore. I've been not doing this for so long, but I'm going to try back in 3 minutes. On the greatest show on earth, the Greg Anthony Show, here on First Amendment Radio. And should be in every household. Back in three.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for Missionary Radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
The following program is labeled dangerous and off-limits by the supreme Jesuit command. But stand tall, people. Listen up, and you may just learn something.
Okay, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, people of all races, colors, and creeds, back to the greatest show on earth here, the Greg Anthony Show. Yeah, let's have a big round of applause. Greg, you haven't been here in a while. Who cares about you? Nobody even remembers who you are. Oh, my goodness, what are we going to do? But we're going to get through this first hour. Hey, I'm going to be back. I've been on this radio station a long, long time, and I'm going to be back Tuesday, Thursday, and I'm sure you're going to put that in your calendar and go, I don't want to miss that show. It's better than a lot of things out there. I call it the greatest show on earth because we're better. We're better than most everything out there. Think about what's out there. I've been reading you stories about what's out there and the stations that cover this. I mean, doesn't anybody just want to get this into a nutshell and talk about where we are and what it is? You know, I'm going to give you a little teaser and give you a few, go back in time a little bit. But we're going to talk this half hour about the real culprit here. And it's basically, it's a satanic cult that is wanting to kill you in any way possible. Create you into a deviant, change your DNA, you name it. They've been doing this for hundreds of years, you know. It's no different. Look, history basically is this. If there's ups and there's downs, and we're in a down period here. I hope I live long enough to get to the up period. But anyway, we're going to talk about these things, and that's the real key here. We got to boil this all down. Why talk about COVID-19? We know it's a hoax. Why talk about this? Let's boil it down to basically these owners are satanic, and they want to kill you. But, you know, people just don't want to talk about this. They really just want to put it off. There's a few people I used to have on my show that would dwell on it. And, of course, lately, I haven't been on the air for a while, and I explained why earlier in the first half hour. But every other day, I get my YouTube things, and I told you a long time ago I didn't like YouTube, you know. And the reason, I didn't even know, but look at what's happened. This is before they started censoring every word you say. Now, for example, Satanism and the Church of Satan is supposedly a religion, and they're protected by the First Amendment. Okay? You can protect deviant cultures, deviant attitudes, all this kind of child porn. That's protected, according to our leaders. But you better not say one word against Dr. Fauci. You better not say one word about, you know, what they're doing in our government, right? Oh, no, they'll have you on. That's not protected. You're basically a terrorist. So that's where we're at. They're all satanic. This whole thing is a satanic scheme. And I remember I used to like to give you they tell you what they are. They do it through their signs and symbols on buildings. They do it through their signs and symbols and things they construct. They even use Hollywood. You know, for example, they tell you on The Simpsons Trump was going to be elected 10 years before it happened. And somebody the other day, and I should play, well, look it up. In 2000, I think it was 2016. Don't hold me on that date, but there were, you remember the X-Files, okay? There is a scene. Well, it's more than that. It's an episode. And if you look, they sent me the episode. And if you, it's exactly what's going on with COVID. You know, changing the DNA, exactly, a virus, exact, they even call it a different name. But the whole episode, you know, Mulder and, the other star in the show, I forget her name, are bringing this information to try to save the world. But here it is. They tell you exactly what they're doing in 2000, I think it was 2016, I'm not sure. Somebody will say, well, they weren't even on the air. Well, I can't remember the exact date. I told you I had COVID virus hoof and mouth disease. And that's why I haven't been on the air, because every time I think about this stuff, I start breaking into songs and singing all the time. I can't even think straight anymore. I hope you have that too. It's really a good protection against these evil people. You know, you can't, what's the old expression? You can't win for losing here. But anyway, let's try to do this quickly. I'm going to break this up into just a real short segment. The whole thing is boiling down to this. I don't want to talk about the little pieces to the puzzle. You know, we could spend 20 years talking about how they're orchestrating the Ukraine war. 20 years and how they're going to have a genocide for, you know, different COVID viruses for the next 10 years. Then we can talk about robots. And, I mean, the whole thing boils down to they want to kill you. So where does it come from? My thinking is that you got to understand they're Satanists. They love this stuff. And they have their little satanic orgies. And they tell you what they're going to do. All you got to do is look. It's in plain sight. But most people go, oh, it's fiction. Okay. But anyway, most people don't even know what Satanism is, so I thought I'd start with that. Satanism, of course, is modern. Huh? I thought they used to do this a long time ago. It was a largely non-theistic religion based on literary, artistic, and philosophical interpretations. Now, this is how they display this stuff, okay, of the central figure of evil, okay? It wasn't until the 1960s that an official satanic church was formed by Anton LaVey. Now, I'm always going to add a few little things in here. You got to go, but we did a number of shows on Anton LaVey and his connections and all his connections to a woman by the name of Blavatsky and all of their minions, and many of them you find right in Washington, D.C., and around the world in major capitals, okay? So this is not something I'm making up, you know. They subscribe to this evil, and they're put there as puppets to get you. They can change the laws, which they're doing. They can change the educational system, which they're doing. And there's not a little damn thing people are doing about it. So prior to the 20th century, Satanism did not exist as a real organized religion, but was commonly claimed as real by Christian churches. And of course, the Vatican used to love to denounce Satanism, but they are satanic. See, that's the whole kicker here. When I was in Rome, I learned they are a satanic organization. Built on a satanic, exactly where Vatican's built was a pagan worship area. They could think of a better place to do it, couldn't they? So these claims surface particularly when persecuting other religious groups during events like the Inquisition. You know, we remember that, yeah, witch hysterias in Europe and colonial America and the satanic panic of the 80s. Yeah, okay. But who is, you know, I love to talk about this, and who is Satan according to other people? Okay. The popular image is Satan is a horned, red, demonic, human figure with a pointy tail and sometimes hooves. Hooves. To Christian sinners are sent to his domain, hell, after death. Hell is described as an underground world dominated by fire, sadistic demons, etc., right? And it's under Satan's command. Satan's first appearance wasn't in Christianity, however. He began a long, long time ago, a Zoroastrian devil figure, Angra Mainyu of many different cultures. Satan is later portrayed in Jewish Kabbalism, which presents him as a demon who lives in a demonic realm. The name Satan first appeared in the book of Numbers, in the Bible, yes, used as a term describing defiance. The character of Satan is featured in the book of Job as an accusing angel in the apocryphal book of Enoch. Now, book of Enoch, I love reading some of the books that aren't included in the 66 books that are in the Bible. Revelations depicts him as the ultimate evil. So to give you an idea, the ultimate evil is right out there for you to see right now. In every aspect of your life, food shortages, where's that coming from? Global warming is a BS story to, orchestrate and tell you they can orchestrate the weather. So it's a whole, all of this stuff boils down to the ultimate evil, right? But people don't believe it because they still hang on to this one term. They couldn't be so evil and want to kill me. My government wants to protect me. Now, on that statement, I'm not going to get into it today. It's a great story. I talked about how this relates to Cain and Abel, the ultimate evil, and how it is now even passed down to now, and how they have to protect you, so to speak, in order to kill you. And I'll get into that later, but the interpretations of Cain and Abel are very good, and we covered a couple of them on this show. And it depicts, it shows going all through time how that same system of ultimate evil exists today. It just takes different forms, like Fauci, Soros. So you can name all these guys, Gates. But let's look a little bit deeper into this. Going into the 14th century, remember Dante? Dante's Inferno, if you haven't read it, captured centuries, so he's an Italian writer, of Christian belief by portraying Satan as an evil monster. But then again, the Romantics, okay, of the 17th century recast him as an admirable and magnetic rebel, an anti-hero, defying God's authoritarianism. That was in Milton's classic Paradise Lost, 1667 poem, right? Is the pivotal text for establishing this interpretation in creative works. William Goodwin's 1793 treatise, An Inquiry Concerning Political Justice, later gave Milton's depiction political legitimacy. So could they be? Yeah. The most enduring satanic symbol was created by occult author Eliphas Levi, describes him as the horned goat deity Baphomet in his 1854 book, Dogme de Ritual, which linked Baphomet with Satan. Okay, you know what Baphomet, you know, that figure is all over the place in the occult today. You'll see it on many of our, you know, watch some of the album covers, you know, the CD covers or whatever they do now. Watch your artists somehow show you the Baphomet symbol and also the hand signals. You name it. So they're telling you what they are. And that's ultimate evil. Now, if we go back and hook in the Vatican and the Jesuits, we go to look at the French misinterpretation of Muhammad. Baphomet was the deity the Knights Templar were accused of worshiping in the trials of the 14th century. Okay? Baphomet, I'm looking at a picture of him right now. Looks like half man, half woman, you know. He's got horns. He looks like a goat. Go check it out. He's got angel wings. He's a pagan deity revived in the 19th century as a figure of occultism and Satanism. So, we look at the Knights Templar, accused of worshiping Baphomet, and now we look at their predecessors, the Jesuits, so to speak, and it's nothing has changed. The last half of the night, the only thing that's changed is they've got a good advertising program and nobody believes them. For example, if I told you that Stalin was a Jesuit priest, you'd probably laugh me out of the room, right? But anyway, that's for another day. the last half of the 19th century saw a resurgence, you know, in the view of Satan as anti-hero. You know, this was thanks to works like Carducci's anti-papal Hymn to Satan, William Blake's Illustrations for Paradise Lost in 1888. In his own book, The Marriage of Heaven and Hell, okay, what does it say? The Marriage of Heaven and Hell. Blake presented Satan as a messiah. Around the same time, Theosophical Society founder Madame Blavatsky, look at some of your formidable government figures who swear by Blavatsky. Blavatsky wrote about Satan as a commendable insurgent offering human wisdom. Okay? That means kill you if you don't believe, don't follow what these Satanists do. Artists in the decadent movement like, boy, there were many of those, place Satan imagery in paintings. This is going back in time, and it's being done right now. Influence. Go into the Denver airport and look at those paintings. Why is that in a Christian country? I mean, it's not a Christian country. If we want to talk about it by what the leaders and owners are, they're not Christian. They're Satanists. And that goes all over the world. And now they've got it pretty well locked down with every country. That's why they're pushing this whole, you know, 180 countries get on board with, you know, the COVID train, right? Just one aspect of this. But artists for hundreds of years have been influencing people by, you know, with that idea of Satan as the anti-hero. Satan was also employed in writings from socialist leaders. Karl Marx. So what do we have going now? Socialist leaders all over the place. Communist leaders in America. So what do you think they're doing? Polish author Stanisław Przybylski, I can't even pronounce that, wrote two books about Satan in 1897. One fiction, one nonfiction. Satan was an antichrist, an anarchist, with comprehensive philosophy that was similar to modern Satanism. Young acolytes called themselves Satan's kinder. What about Aleister Crowley? You know, we talked a little bit. I've done many shows on him years back. Legendary cultist, followed by many people that are in Washington today and many who passed away in the recent years. A hymn to, in his 1913 poem, A Hymn to Lucifer, celebrated the devil as a provider of soul and rebellion to the universe. Crowley's ideas were influential, folks, in Satanism. He's a hero to these people, you know? One offshoot from Crowley's crowd was the German group Fraternitas Saturni, I can't even say, in 1926. Its founder, Gregor Gregorius, wrote The Satan Magic, which borrowed heavily from Romantics and adopted Satan within the group's astrological system. It still exists, and Gregorius' writing has been used in Satanist practice. You know, sometime between 1957 and 60, LaVey, a former carnival worker and musician, held night classes in the occult. Regular attendees eventually formed this Church of Satan. Good way to protect yourself, you know. You know, remember I told you that you can form your own church and you should be able to be protected by the First Amendment in the same way. You don't need a huge congregation, but you're not. But if you're a Satanist, you can do just about anything you want. And you just ask Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and George Bush and the rest of them, Donald Trump, about that. You know. These sessions were mostly discussions based on the April 30th, 1966, the group formalized the Church of Satan. Now, how come they're not, you know, they persecute Christians all over the place, right? What about that pastor in Canada recently? You know, all he wanted to do during this hoax was to have a service, and he was put in jail how many times? And that's been going on. Well, why not the Church of Satan? Well, they're in line with the leaders of your country, the owners. What else could it be? Well, they became more ritual-based, incorporating theatrics, costuming, and music. LaVey became known as the Black Pope. Well, we know about the Black Pope being the leader of the Jesuits, now the Pope. He's both the white and the Black Pope. Although they do have a Black Pope, head of the Jesuits. Well, you know, they had some, we're going to end right there because I'm looking at a picture of Anton here in his black robes. Bald head, you know. And that's a symbol. Remember, all these people are starting to shave their head bald? Look into that. And it has a really good background in occultism way back, even during the Egyptian times. Shave your head, priest. Okay. So anyway, why not leave it there and just get started in this? Because what we're really doing here is boiling all these stories that are out there into one story, and to understand this and where this evil really comes from and how it just, you know, not only from this Church of Satan, we'll just start there because it's hundreds of years before that it also existed, but when they start using theatrics, costuming, music, you see it all over the place in our music, our cultural music, you know, how our music really has deteriorated, but it has a real good satanic message, doesn't it? Our education has deteriorated, but it has a great satanic message, doesn't it? That's what's going on. Our government has really deteriorated, but it has a great satanic message. The Vatican has really deteriorated. It's always been satanic. And who is the richest organization in the world? I just mentioned them. That's why these politicians come running to them and kiss the Pope's ring. But do people really want to get at the truth? Of course not. It hurts. Changing your belief system is difficult. But why believe a lie? You know, there's so many lies out there, you don't know where to begin. So I think it's really important. So does that buzzer. Tells me we only have 3 minutes. See, I'm getting really into this. But anyway, it really tells us, you know, what we really have to do to understand this evil, because it is. Everywhere you look, you can look at the, you know, just pull out a story like I did. Everywhere, it goes somewhere. And this somewhere is what I'm talking about here. I'm just giving you a broad overview of what the mindset of these people. And so really, you are expendable. Henry Kissinger, of course, with the famous quote, "You're a useless eater." How many quotes have been out there right now? They want to depopulate the world. How many people out there realize that people are dying from taking this vaccination and that it's not good for you? Wearing masks, I mean, it's ridiculous. You're breathing your own ox. Kids are falling over, running track. You know, how are you supposed to? And then a coach who says, "My kids are not going to wear a mask running track," he was fired. So it's all ass backwards, isn't it? But it's not. It's satanic influence. It's a culture. And until you understand it, understand where the enemy lies, understand how they operate, using the Hegelian dialectic, playing you every way, every inch of the way, all these other stories basically are just like icing on the big cake. And you can spend your whole life taking, for example, not saying that, you know, people that concentrate on these things, like there's a guy called does great stories on agriculture and how they're destroying the food chains and all the, I mean, he's called the Arctic farmer or something. Great guy. I mean, really good stuff. And I love listening because he really does some great research on the state of our food, agriculture, even, you know, going back to, remember Monsanto and the seeds with the farmer in Canada, all those stories that show us how evil it is even to destroy God's green earth, you know, and the food you eat. They're trying to create now with synthetic meat. Pretty soon, you know, you'll be told exactly what to eat, what to drink, where to go, how to walk, like they do in China, the social credit system. Do you want that? It's an evil satanic system, and it's going to be worldwide. Then there's somebody go, but if we do this, well, please tell me what to do, because that's what we'll discuss next week, a little bit more, or Thursday. Thursday. Today is Tuesday. So look, have a good week. I'll be back again on the greatest show on earth, the Greg Anthony Show, here on First Amendment Radio. Great station. Back Thursday.
Somehow I'll return.